Title: Phil and Ableton Live 12, Rebuild It for Deep Jungle Atmosphere Intermediate. All right, welcome in. Today we're going to build a deep jungle atmosphere Phil's setup in Ableton Live 12, but in a mixing mindset, not a writing mindset. The whole point is this: you're not adding extra notes, you're not rewriting the groove, you're rebuilding the moment. You're creating little pockets where the track suddenly feels more alive, more foggy, more detailed, and then it snaps back so the drums and bass still feel serious. By the end, you'll have a dedicated Phil return channel that you can automate with a handful of macros. You'll be able to make your atmosphere swell, darken, widen, move, and grit up only when you want it. And crucially, we'll keep the low end clean and the break transients punching. Let's get set up. Step 0. Choose the right source material. Before we touch any devices, make sure you're feeding this Phil system with the right kind of sounds. Jungle Phil-able sources are usually sustained or noisy, not percussive. Think pads or drones, field recordings like rain or station ambience, vinyl noise, tape hiss, reverb tails you've resampled from breaks, and one-shot effects like reverse cymbals or impacts. Teacher note here: if you send super transient heavy material into a big fill chain, you'll often smear your groove and wonder why the track feels weaker. We want movement around the drums, not movement that replaces the drums. Step 1. Create an Atmos group and a dedicated fill return. Take your atmosphere-related tracks and put them into one group. Name it Atmos. Keep it simple. Anything that's environment, put it there. Now create a return track, name it Phil Atmos. Then from the Atmos group and slash or the individual Atmos tracks, send into that return. Use send a if you like, but any send is fine. Set the send amount low at first, something like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. The return should feel like a subtle parallel layer until you automate it. You want it to be spice that wakes the track up, not a second song sitting on top. And here's a big mixing concept. Using a return keeps this clean because you're blending in parallel. Your original Atmos stays intact, and the fill return becomes your rebuild layer you can ride up and down. Step 2. Build the device chain on Phil Atmos using stock Ableton devices. We're going to place devices in a deliberate order. The order matters because we're shaping tone, adding texture, adding width, placing it in space, then animating, then ducking it so the drums stay in front. First device, EQ8, as a pre-clean. Start with a high-pass filter somewhere around 140 to 220 Hz, steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Start around 180 and adjust by ear. The goal is simple. Nothing on this return should fight your sub or the weight of your bass. Deep jungle relies on bass clarity. Your fog can be huge, but it can't be huge down there. Optional move. If it sounds boxy, dip 2 to 4 dB around 300 to 500 Hz, medium Q, something like 1.2. Optional move 2. If it's getting spitty or scratchy, a small cut around 3 to 6 kHz. Second device, saturator, for texture. Set the mode to soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Compensate the output so it's not just louder. If you want, enable soft clip. This is one of those jungle printing tricks. Saturation makes tails and noise feel like they belong in the world of the track, like they've been recorded and re-recorded through something. It stops the reverb and noise from feeling like a clean plugin sitting on top. Third device, chorus ensemble, for width and swirl. Set it to chorus mode. Keep the rate slow, like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Amount around 15 to 35%. Width around 120 to 160. Mix around 20 to 40%. Key coaching note, slow is the vibe. If your chorus is moving like an obvious wobble, it stops beating fog and starts beating effect. We want air moving, not hey listen to my modulation. Fourth device, hybrid reverb, for space. Start with something like a small hall or plate and then darken it. Decay around 2 to 4.5 seconds, and in intros or breakdowns you can go longer. Set pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds. That pre-delay is your drum protection. If you set it near zero, you smear transients and the break loses snap. With a bit of pre-delay, the drum hits read clearly, then the haze blooms behind them. Inside hybrid reverb, use the EQ. Low cut around 200 to 350. High cut around 6 to 10k to keep it dark and jungle. Because this is a return, your reverb mix can be high. 40 to 70% is totally normal here, because you're blending with the send level. Fifth device, auto filter, for movement and darkness. Set it to a low pass, 24 dB slope. We're going to map cutoff to a macro later, but for now just get it working. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Optional. Enable the LFO, synced. Try half a bar or one bar, but keep the amount tiny, like 3 to 10%. This should feel like the fog subtly shifting, not like the entire mix is wah-wahing. Sixth device, compressor, for sidechain ducking. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus or your kick and snare group as the input. Ratio somewhere between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Then set the threshold, so you get about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. This is the classic jungle move. The atmosphere breathes around the drums. The groove stays aggressive, and the space wraps around it. And let me add a really practical note. The feel of the sidechain matters more than the number. Try to time the release so the haze rises between snare hits, instead of pumping on every tiny kick. Busy breaks often like a slightly faster release so the groove doesn't smear. Sparse breaks can handle longer, more cinematic releases. Extra coach add-on. Build a ceiling. After that compressor, add a limiter. Ceiling around minus 1 dB. You're not trying to make the return loud. You're trying to stop random resonances or reverb balloons from jumping out when you automate space and motion. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of limiting on the biggest moments. Step 3. Build your fill rack and map macros. Now select all the devices on the Fill Atmos Return and group them into an audio effect rack. Name it Fill Rack. We'll create 6 macros. The goal is performance control. You want to automate a few intentional knobs instead of drawing automation for 12 parameters. Macro 1. Fill amount. Map this to the things that make the fill feel more present and dense. Typically, map it to the send level feeding the return, or automate sends from the Atmos group. Also map it to saturator drive in a small range, like 2 to 6 dB, and map it to hybrid reverb mix in a small range, like 45 to 70%. Fill amount should feel like more fog comes in. Not everything gets louder. If you mute and unmute the return and the whole track collapses in level, the return is too loud. Pull the return fader down and rely on send and macro automation. Macro 2. Dark or light. Map auto filter cutoff from around 2.5K HC down to around 700 HC. And map hybrid reverb high cut from 10K down to 6K. So when you turn dark slash light darker, you're literally removing brightness and pushing it back into the mist. That's a big jungle mood lever. Macro 3. Space. Map reverb decay, like 2.2 seconds up to 5 seconds. Map pre-delay, like 15 ms up to 35 ms. This macro is about distance and size, not just wetness. Longer pre-delay can make it feel farther away while still keeping your drums crisp. Macro 4. Motion. Map chorus amount from around 15 up to 35%, and if you enabled the auto filter LFO, map the LFO amount from 0 up to 10%. Motion is dangerous if you overdo it. Use it as a quick air changes moment, like the room rotates for a bar, then stops. Macro 5, grit. You can map a small extra bump of saturator drive, like plus 0 to plus 2 dB. Optional. Add redux after saturator and map down sample from 1.0 to around 2.5. Bit reduction. Keep it mild, like 0 to 2. This macro is for that rinsed, older, slightly degraded jungle texture. But keep it controlled. If you go too hard, you start hearing effect, not atmosphere. Macro 6. Duck. Map the compressor threshold carefully. The macro should increase ducking by only a few dB, not turn the return invisible. If you overduck, you get pumping without the rebuild. You want the fog to tuck under hits, then bloom immediately after. Step 4. Use fill musically in the arrangement. Now we automate. This is where your track stops feeling copy-paste. The big rule, don't run fill at full intensity constantly. If it's always on, it stops being a moment. Great spots for jungle and TNB, the last one bar before the drop. Raise fill amount and space. Every 8 bars, a micro swell, even just the last 2 beats. During breakdowns, increase space and go darker. Right after the drop, first 4 bars, keep fill low so the drums and bass hit clean. When you switch sections, like a to B, add motion briefly so the listener feels the air change. A classic pre-drop automation shape, over bars 15 to 16, ramp fill amount from around 20% to around 75%, ramp space from about 30 to 80%, and move dark slash light slightly darker. That don't brighten right before the drop move is a vibe. Keep the menace, then let the drop feel tight and centered. And here's an arrangement trick that hits way harder than people expect. Right before the drop, mute the fill return for a tiny slice, like the last 1/16th to 1/8th note. That tiny silence window creates impact. Then bring the return back very low after 1 or 2 bars so the drop stays clean. Step 5. Rebuild break ambience. The secret weapon. This is very jungle and very effective, because it makes your atmosphere literally derived from the drums. Take your break track, like Amen or Think. Create a resample or print track and record 4 to 8 bars of the break. On that printed audino, add a gate. Set threshold so you're mostly catching tails and room. Set return around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Release around 200 to 500 milliseconds. You're trying to isolate ambience, not chop it into clicks. Then add hybrid reverb, make it a dark hall, and add EQ 8 high pass at 208Z. Now send this tail-only layer into your Phil Atmos return. What you get is fog that's genetically linked to the break. It glues. It feels like the drums are in the same world as the atmosphere, because they are. If you want an even faster workflow later, try tail-only resampling where you only record the last eighth or quarter note of each phrase, like cymbal wash and snare tail, and loop it quietly. That loop becomes your hidden glue layer feeding the fill. Step 6. Keep the low end clean while fills get big. Non-negotiable guardrails. Keep that high pass on the fill return around 140 to 220 Hz. If your bass starts feeling masked, try a gentle dip on the bass group around 200 to 400 Hz or tighten the fill's low mids. If the fill feels wide but weak, put utility at the end of the fill chain and reduce width a bit, or automate width for contrast, maybe 90 to 110% in the drop and 120 to 160% in the build.